When we were in school, I remember like the big panic about acid rain. Do you remember that? Yes. That was like the thing when we were growing up. It was like, oh my God, acid rain. And I was convinced it, you know, it does have an impact on kids, because I remember thinking that like actual acid was going to fall from the sky.
And to go, you know what? You have said this before and you were wrong. And so based on you being completely dead ass wrong all these times, I'm going to go ahead and not listen to you. I'm just going to go ahead.
Welcome to another Deep Dive episode podcast for the chicks on the right. I have to ask you just right out of the gate, if you and your family celebrated Earth Day in any kind of way.
I absolutely did last Friday. I did what our producer, Valen, said that a lot of her millennial friends did. And I went out to the beach and I put my bikini on and I snapped a bunch of pics and I had pictures of my boobies. And I was like, check out these globes for Earth Day. That's what I didn't do that at all. I didn't do that.
I can't believe that's what people are doing.
That's what a lot of girls, that's what influencers, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the influencers, they celebrate by putting their bosoms on. I just said bosoms.
You're a million years old.
I just replaced Betty White. I just did that. I did that. I said the word bosom. But that's what a lot of influencers do, is they put their bodies out there and they're like, I care about the earth, you guys.
Here are my globes. Here are my globes.
Here's my ass. Check it out.
Oh my gosh. Well, if I was going to do that, then I would probably, I wouldn't be on a beach. I would probably just be in my bed, like lounging on a million pillows from mypillow.com.
Right.
/chicks.
It's a good way to do it.
Right? Here are my pillows, you guys, and they come from the finest materials right here from the earth. That's how I'm celebrating.
That's right. I mean, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you? And get a travel pillow while you're at it, and some towels, some super absorbent, awesome, fluffy, delicious towels. They're so awesome. I love those towels. And there's so many other products that you can get there too. I know you love their cardigans. You're all about their, we call them schlubby. They're schlubby cardigans. That's what you need to get from MyPillow. And use the code CHICKS and you can get a Mac Daddy discount on the earth. Here, right. Here on planet earth.
MyPillow.com/chicks. Check them out. Well, okay. So in honor of Earth Day, I think this would be a good time for us to discuss how crazy climate change alarmists are and have been over the past several decades. Mm-hmm. And the reason that you wanted to talk about this, and I think it's a great topic, is that there was this dude who set himself on fire at the US Capitol in DC, right in front of the Supreme Court, as a matter of fact, this past weekend, because he was being an activist about the climate and felt like that was the best way to go about activisting. And he died.
He moved it. He really moved the needle, didn't he? Like, I mean, I feel like by setting himself on fire, not to belittle his death, but by moving, by setting himself on fire, he really changed a lot of hearts and minds, don't you think? And by saying that, I'm being completely and totally sarcastic.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not aware of anybody whose heart or mind he changed.
No, not a single solitary person was like, wow, that guy set himself on fire. I don't think that he's crazy. I, in fact, am going to change my mind about climate change. And I'm going to like become an activist too. Because I think setting myself on fire sounds like a lot of fun. I'm going to think I'm going to join that brigade.
And there's some guy, what is his name? Kriti, I'm probably butchering it, but it's Kriti Kanko, who's like a climate scientist and some Buddhist priest who was speaking out about this guy setting himself on fire. And because he refused to say that it was suicide, he said it was a deeply fearless act of compassion. So it wasn't suicide. It was a deeply fearless act of compassion.
Okay, how is a Buddhist priest, how can he say out loud that that was an act of compassion? He set himself on fire and killed himself. There's nothing compassionate about that. Like, even if you believe wholeheartedly in this cause, the dude set him, he burned himself to death. That, okay. First of all, that had to hurt. So there's not
right.
I mean, it's not okay. All right. So that's, these people are crazy. I mean, there's so much crazy in this. Now I know a couple people, I know like two people that I can think of, just friends of mine in particular, that are liberals simply because of this issue.
Really?
Just because of this issue. Yes.
Are they young?
Yes, they're young. And this is the only reason, like, they agree with me on so many things. They agree with me, like, on the transgenders and sports issue. They agree with me on economic issues. They agree with me on abortion. But when it comes to climate, they are staunch climate activists. I mean, they are, like, dead set, like, lockstep in with this issue. And they're very smart people, Mock. And I just don't understand it. And honestly, it's interesting because I see a parallel between this and like the COVID issue. They're also kind of lockstep in with the COVID issue. And to me, I think that there's a parallel there because there's a control thing happening. There's a, you know, people see like the government will take any opportunity that they can to weaken a populace. They'll instill panic in a populace, and then they'll use that to their advantage.
That's why they want everybody afraid.
Right. They'll use it for monetary gain. They'll use it for power. Usually it's for power, right? Because they want to gain control over a populace. This is what they do. And so I just find it interesting that I see so many parallels between what's happened with COVID over the past 2 years and the climate change issue. But the people that I know that are all lockstep in with this climate thing are usually the same people that are like, I just got my sixth booster. They have the things around their faces on Facebook where they're just like, I have a sixth and seventh booster, and little Jimmy just got his eighth booster. You know, I mean, they're those people, you know, because they're so afraid. They're so afraid and they feel as though the government can take care of them in these situations. And they look to the government to do that. And it's bizarre to me. Like, it's really bizarre how they feel that way. Because if you look at what's happened over the past, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years, and we're older, you know, I mean, like, we've seen this going on for however many, they're liars. They're just complete and total liars. And they move the goalposts.
When we were in school, I remember like the big panic about acid rain. Do you remember that? That was like the thing when we were growing up. It was like, oh my God, acid rain. And I was convinced it, you know, it does have an impact on kids, because I remember thinking that like actual acid was going to fall from the sky.
God, I totally forgot about that. But yes.
Right?
I did the same thing. Like, and kids, and think about that. Think about the visual and just having that in your brain as a kid, because you think, oh my God, rain is going to pour on me and then it's going to like burn my skin. Of course, kids are going to be afraid of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to instill fear. And then the kids are going to, they're going to look to the government. Kids are going to look to the government and think, okay, the government can save me. We have to listen to what the government says. And then they're going to tell us what to do and we should listen to them. What now? What should we do? You know, and so this is going to instill panic and instill fear. And then the government's got you, right? And so what do they want from us? Well, they want control and they want money. Mm-hmm. This is what they do.
Pale as old as time.
Right. Right. I mean,
this is all they ever want.
This is all they ever want. And if you're an adult and you look at it rationally and you can, you know, objectively look back on your life at all the times that they've done this, I mean, at least normal people can do this and go, yeah, this is a racket, man. It's a total racket. Yeah. I mean, it's like, how can you not see this? I mean, one of the biggest things for me was the Al Gore thing. Because I look at Al Gore, what was it in 2006? Al Gore said, we have 10 years before the planet is gone.
Right.
Seriously, these people are still walking around screaming this crap. He said in 2006, we have 10 years. And it was like, I don't know, April of 2006 is when he said this. Okay, so 2016 rolls around and it's like, we're still here, bitch. So we're all still here. You're living in a giant mansion that, by the way, is not eco-friendly. Mm. I'm just pointing that out. I mean, I think George W. Bush probably has a more eco-friendly mansion than he does. I think people have like talked about that. Okay, so we're all still here. And It's, I mean, what are we, 6-7 years past where, you know, he said we were all going to die? And they're still screaming this. We've got 10 years to live. We've got 8 years to live. We've got 12 years to live. They're still screaming this stuff at us. And I'm shaking my head going, okay, why are we still listening to these people? Why are they're so young? Did they not pay attention to what a complete fraud that guy is and how he took people's money? And he's rich because of this. You know what I mean? It's like, he's a snake oil salesman. How can people not see this?
You would think by now people would be tired of Peter crying wolf, but there's so many people that still gobble up the headlines and are convincing themselves that we're doomed, that we're, I mean, AOC did the same thing, you right. know, a few years ago, saying we have this finite amount of time before the world is going to end. And like, we've been hearing this in the headlines for 5 decades. We're done. Like, there's people that have rational thought, look at these headlines and think, then how is this different from when you said it in 1967? How is right. it different from when you said it in 1978? Nothing. What it shows me is that the climate changes and it has always changed and it'll continue to change. And like, everybody just needs to get over it. What in the world?
People hang on to every word. AOC has used it as, you know, a campaign talking point. Beto O'Rourke uses it here in Texas. I mean, come on, Texas, get a grip. He's using it here in Texas as a campaign talking point. I mean, all of these people, all of these politicians are using it as campaign talking points, and it's been debunked. It's been debunked and they still use it. And I can't believe they are allowed to stand up on podiums and say this over and over again. And they throw out 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, however many years. Why does nobody say, you're full of crap. We're still here. You know what I mean?
I know.
Why does nobody say it? It's just because I would be like, excuse me, you don't get to say that to me because you're full of crap.
Well, it does make me wonder, like, has anyone gone through to those specific people, the Betos of the world, the AOCs of the world, and shown them, here are the 50 headlines related to climate change from the last 50 years. Please explain. Please explain why all of these other headlines that were screaming about the dangers and risks, why they were, none of them have come to fruition. Why should we believe you now? I don't understand why that question doesn't get asked, but it just never gets asked. And we've got some examples of that. But first, we want to mention our great friends at Acre Gold. If you are thinking about like expanding or diversifying your financial portfolio and you want to dabble in physical gold, but you've never really had an outlet or a way to do that, a great way to do it is with Acre Gold, who allows you to put gold on layaway. So you pay a little bit each month and then you earn gold bars, which you can then store at home in your own safe. It's a fabulous way to do it. Just visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing in physical gold right now, and they are doing a free gold bar giveaway. So if you tweet or post @get_acre, you might just win yourself a free gold bar. So check them out, getacregold.com/chicks.
Chicks, chicks, chicks. Back in the 70s, it was global cooling. Remember that? Like we were supposed to have like a giant ice age.
That's right.
We were all waiting for an ice age. And now all of a sudden it's like, we're all gonna die of global warming. And I just make up your mind. I mean, it's like, you know what it is? It's like a giant menopause. I live that every day. I live it every day. It's like, just stop, you know, just stop it.
Well, I think there were two, and there was AEI.org did a great rundown of like the top 41 completely proven false doomsday post-apocalyptic predictions.
I love it. Let me hear.
All of the place. Well, it's just so funny. So in 1970, let me see who it was. 1970, it said ice age by the year 2000. Okay, so we've long past that. No ice age.
No, mm-mm, still here.
Also that the following year in 1971, the headlines read new ice age coming by 2020 or 2030. They weren't quite sure which one.
We're just maybe. And we're closing in on that. We are closing in on 20.
No, because they moved it again the following year.
So, okay.
In 1972, it said new ice age by 2070. So we're good.
Oh, okay, right.
It's so dumb. Oh my God.
Oh my, this is the thing. I mean, it's like, you talk, and then they were talking like back in the 60s, there was a book that came out that was called Famine 1975, America's Decision, Who Will Survive?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Right. They were saying that there was going to be mass starvation by 1975. This is what they were saying. It's constant fear. This is what it is. Constant fear. They predicted mass starvation around the developing world due to increasing population. I mean, the population has obviously increased since we were born. I mean, and I'm 50 years old. So there's been an increase in population. So this is a quote. Today's crisis can only move in one direction, toward catastrophe. And it just, and of course, like, experts were praising the book and they were ridiculing doubters. This is what they do. They were really, all the people who said, oh no, that we're not going to die of mass starvation. Like, you guys are crazy. You people who were saying we're all going to die. And I mean, by 1975, this was like in 1967 saying by 19, this, how many years is that? I mean, we're looking, because I don't do math, but I mean, we're looking at what, 8 years. They're saying in 8 years, we're all going to die. And it's what, once again, it's the 8, the 10, or the 12 years. In 8 years, we're all going to die from mass starvation. And people are like, y'all need to sit down, okay, and take your crazy pills, because you're crazy and you're doing the whole like fear thing. And all the people who said you're crazy were the people who were told, you know, you guys are the crazy ones, which is basically us now.
Yeah, you're denying science.
Right. That translates over into the whole COVID thing, which we've seen. You're denying science. If you dare to question what the state says, what the Lord and Savior state says, which is what these people look at the state as, their Lord and Savior, right? Then you are a science denier. No, the very definition of science is to ask questions and to go, you know what? You have said this before and you were wrong. And so based on you being completely dead ass wrong all these times, I'm going to go ahead and not listen to you. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to go on the fact that you were wrong, and I'm going to base my rightness on your wrongness. You know, I mean, they're crazy, these people. But the thing is, they're going to keep doing it, because there are the people who are still going to continue to be like, we're all going to die of mass starvation in 8, 10,
here's my checkbook. I'll buy like 100,000 carbon credits. These are the schmoes that get like roped into all of the nonsense. Now, I will say that there's been sort of this collective effort to get a little less specific about the doomsday predictions. So for example, like, you know, and we even made fun of that for a while, right? Like, because first there was the ice age, then they were like, oh, there's global warming. And then now they just say climate change, because it captures all the possibilities. But back in the day, like, they were very specific. There were headlines in the late 80s that said Maldives Islands will be underwater by 2018. That was very specific. And the Maldives are like, hey, I'm here. Come visit.
Yeah, right. And all those millennials who are climate change activists are the same, they're like the influencers that are in the Maldives, that are there right now, like celebrating Earth Day with their boobs, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, boobs out, Earth Day, what? Yeah. You were supposed to be underwater. Yeah, you were supposed to not be able to go there. Do you understand that? Do you understand the irony of all of this? Like, it's so crazy.
And the danger is too that, like, I think that, you know, I think I speak for both of us when I say this has nothing to do with our concern and care over the environment. Like,
no.
We obviously have care and concern about the environment.
Duh.
And want to do the basic things that we should do to take care of our Earth. But this alarmism is so, so dangerous, because all it does is it triggers people that have very they're highly sensitive into thinking that the Earth is doomed. And so they end up spending needless money and needless worry and stress about this for no reason. And the examples are endless. I mean, when I look at this list of the doomsday predictions that have gone nowhere, I'm blown away. I mean, by how specific, again, some of these are. Here's another. From 1989, and these are prominent publication headlines, okay? These are, you can look all of these up. This one from 1989, rising sea levels will obliterate nations if nothing is done by the year 2000. Here's another super specific one from the same year. This is in 1989, New York City's West Side Highway will be underwater by 2019. None of these things have happened. So, I mean, at what point are these people held accountable for the crazy that they're spewing?
Right. And it always goes back to money, right? It's like I used to always say on a radio show, if you just staple enough money to the clouds, it'll solve it. It'll solve all the problems, because that's what they want, right? They want money to staple to the clouds. They just want money. They just want your freaking money. It doesn't solve anything. Even if all of this was real and like, say we were going to be underwater in 8 years, how's money going to solve the problem? How's money going to do it? What's money going to do? Is money really going to solve the problem? I mean, I've never understood that concept either. If it was in fact going to happen, if we were going to all be underwater or on fire or whatever, running from like massive tornadoes in 8 years, like that were going to kill us. What if that's the case, what is a check going to do? I just don't get it. I don't understand. Because I tell you, if we give the check to the government, it's not going to do jack squat.
Right.
Because they're going to misappropriate those funds. They're going to spend it on Nancy Pelosi's wall around her house. I guarantee you, they're not going to spend it on saving you from the massive tornado that's going to kill you. They're not going to spend it on that. I promise you. So this is the thing. These people believe that that's the case. And that's the biggest problem of all, is that they believe these things to be true. And then they believe the government's going to save them. At the end of the day, that's the problem, is they believe that. And that's scary. That's the scariest part of all of this. The government will not save you from the weather. They're not going to do that. It's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Do you want to hear some others? Because there's plenty of others.
Dying to hear it.
Let's see. So in 2009, to your point about Al Gore, in 2009, climate genius Al Gore moves 2013 prediction of ice-free Arctic to 2014. It's like that guy. It's like the preacher dude who's like, the world is ending on October 15th of 2000, whatever. And then it doesn't. And then he's like, oh, my bad. You guys still continue to pay me money and still be in my cult because I have a new date. I just misunderstood the signs.
Yeah, Jesus, I misunderstood the signs. Jesus was wrong. Jesus is wrong. It wasn't me, it was Jesus. And so right. he's gonna come another day. Oh my gosh, I can't, I just cannot.
It's just utter, complete nonsense. Let's see, we've got one from, from 1989, another. The UN warns that entire nations will be wiped off the face of the earth by 2000 from global warming. Lower Manhattan was supposed to be underwater completely by 2018. I mean, snowfall, oh my God, in 2000, there was a headline that said, snowfalls are now a thing of the past.
Okay, tell Chicago that. Just go ahead. Tell the Midwest that. Go ahead. They're waiting. They're waiting. They're like, seriously? WTF? What? As they shovel snow out of their driveways, people are like,
oh my God.
We got snowfall. What? Yeah. I can't. I mean, I just, and the thing is, like, these people buy into it, you know? Like, yeah. I mean, smart people, otherwise really smart people are like, this is our biggest challenge. Like, you know, this is our generation's world war or whatever. I mean, they talk about this like it's the biggest thing that they face, you know? Meanwhile, there's China, there's Russia. You know what I mean? There's actual things that are looming. They have national security issues that are actually looming in the background that really are a huge threat to them. But they think that weather is their biggest threat. And I'm just like, God, you are so misinformed. I mean, it's crazy how you guys have been, well, technically brainwashed.
Those two countries that you mentioned are also not contributing to any of this climate change, the tactics that are being employed by the rest of the Western countries that are all bent out of shape about doing anything they can to make life unbearable for their citizens. Meanwhile, we got India, Russia, China, polluting up the earth like crazy, and they're not going to change their ways at all. So anything that we do is like canceled out by people who are then making progress, and we're going to perish at our own hands because we're so hell bent on fixing the weather. It's so self-destructive that I just can't believe it.
It is. And when you hear, there's just nothing you do about it, because for all these years, probably 20 something years, this is what they've been told. They've been told that weather is their biggest threat, while exactly what you said, all of those things are happening, and they truly believe it. They truly believe it, mm-hmm. you know, and it's maddening. I just kind of go, okay, all right, well, wow. Okay. And then you have all of this proof, right? You have the proof. You have the history and what they've not been taught, or I guess what they just don't want to see because they've got blinders on, you know. You've got the history, you've got the stats, you've got the data, you've got everything in front of you, and you're just like, okay, well, I mean, if you believe what you want to believe, if you think that weather is going to be the end all be all, you think that's the biggest threat, then I can't change your mind on that. You know, I just can't. But I will say that I am, you know, I also believe in clean air and clean water, and I believe in treating the earth well, and I think most conservatives do, but I don't think that the weather is going to be our demise, you know?
Right.
I don't think that that's our biggest threat, and I think that's a healthy way to look at things. And I also don't believe that stapling money to the clouds is going to fix it.
Well, you know? It absolutely won't. But I still wish you a happy belated Earth Day anyway, and encourage you to celebrate with some Omaha steaks.
Right.
Because there's no better way to celebrate anything than with a good steak or cut of beef or chicken breast or pork chop from omahasteaks.com. When you use keyword chicks at omahasteaks.com, you can save 50% on their spring grill pack, which includes all kinds of delicious meals, sides, and desserts. You can also pick and choose your favorites. And when you order that using keyword chicks, you're gonna get 4 free steak burgers, 4 free chicken breasts. It's an amazing deal. It comes super well packaged right to your door. OmahaSteaks.com, keyword chicks, do it today. You're gonna have summer barbecues, you know you wanna. Also, we got a review.
We did, oh my gosh.
We did. This one came from Monkey DML. And it said, always making it count. Excellent podcast. And the chicks always make it count. Smiley face in a sunshine emoji.
Oh, that's nice. I love that. That is really, right? Really sweet. Yeah. I love reviews. Okay. So where can people find us? They can find us at chicksontheright.com. All of our socials at chicksontheright. You guys, against my better judgment, I'm going to regret it, but we have a TikTok now. God help us.
I just can't believe that we have a TikTok. I never thought you would allow us to do this, but in fact, you have.
We have jumped right in. And then when we get together in September, there's going to be all the dances.
It's going to be something. For now, producer Valen is putting out some best of clips out there, and we're going to start getting some more content out there. It is really fun. I mean, as much as I hate it because it's China, do think it's a really fun platform. So yes, you can find us there now. You can also find us at chicksontheright.locals.com and all the Facebook pages at Chicks on the Right. Really all the social media platforms at Chicks on Right. You should follow us in all of those places.
And make sure you are subscribed to this podcast, to our deep dive, and then also our daily one. And make sure you're sharing it with a friend. You know, if you have a friend that's like a crazy liberal, say, hey, check these girls out, because you may actually like them. And if you don't like them, you can hate listen. Because we have been known to have hate listeners that listen to us every day. And then after about 6 months of hate listening, they're like, you know what? I could hang with them. You never know. So have them take a listen and just see what happens.
That's right.
And you guys, in the meantime, until next week, have a wonderful week, and we will talk to you then.
Bye.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly, because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Hi everyone, Steve Hilton here. You may have seen my show The Next Revolution on Fox News, but did you know about my podcast, California Rebel Base? I live in California. I suffer, along with millions of people, the consequences of the left-wing madness that we get shoved down our throats all the time by the Democrats who've been in charge here in what is pretty much a one-party state. Well, I've started this show, California Rebel Base, to fight back, to be a platform for all the rebels who are trying to change things and turn things around. And the reason it matters to everyone wherever you live is because, as we know, the left-wing madness that starts in California does not end in California. It can infect the whole country. So we need to fight back. To help us do that, make sure you join us at California Rebel Base. You can follow us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to have you part of this movement.